This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Josh from Auburn is. Josh, are you there?
Yep.
Josh, were you like me yesterday afternoon and listening to the men's room at 5:40 when the beautiful Taryn Daly's voice came on and gave you three answers to the cheat sheet?
I was listening, but I don't recall what those answers were.
I feel that.
Honestly, I don't even know if I do, but maybe they'll come back to you. All right, I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Josh has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
How many different colors are on a standard Rubik's Cube?
Eight.
No.
Six.
Correct. Who is the lead singer of No Doubt?
Gwen Stefani.
Yes. What is the medical term for high blood pressure?
Hypertension.
Yes. Which spice is known as the queen of spices?
Pass.
In mathematics, what is the name for a number that is not a prime number that has more than two factors?
Pass.
What city does the festival Lollapalooza take place every year?
Sacramento?
No.
Chicago?
Correct. Jerry Jones is the general manager for what NFL team?
Cowboys.
Yes. In texting, the abbreviation FR stands for what?
For real?
Yes. Who is the host of Hell's Kitchen?
Gordon Ramsay.
Correct. The original Beetlejuice movie came out in what late 80s year?
87, 88, 89.
88, yes. Josh, you got 8 correct.
He didn't even need that cheat sheet.
But if he did remember, he would have got a perfect 10.
No.
But still, 8 is very impressive.
I'm super impressed.
Do you think he's got it?
I think Josh has got this in the bag.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I think it's going to be pretty close.
Oh, he's stretching.
Wow.
Or whatever that was.
I mean, what are you stretching?
It was a weird punch the air dance.
Hyping himself up.
Yeah. I don't know if I like it very much.
You don't like my sick moves?
No, I don't.
You know what? I don't either.
Good. At least we agree on that. Steve, are you ready?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
How many different colors are on a standard Rubik's Cube?
6.
Correct. Who is the lead singer of No Doubt?
Oh, sweet Gwen Stefani.
Yes. What is the medical term for high blood pressure?
High blood pressure? I don't know.
No.
HBP.
No.
The blood's a rocking, buddy.
No. Which spice is known as the queen of spices?
Scary.
I do love her, but no.
Pepper?
No.
Turmeric?
No. In mathematics, what is the name for a number that is not a prime number and has more than two factors?
Oh, come on.
You're never going to get this.
Pass.
Yeah. What city does the festival Lollapalooza take place every year?
Chicago.
Correct. Jerry Jones is the general manager for what NFL team?
Dallas Cowboys.
Correct. In texting, the abbreviation FR stands for what?
For real.
Yes. Who is the host of Hell's Kitchen?
Gordon Ramsay.
Correct. Right, the original Beetlejuice movie came out in what late 80s year?
1988.
Correct.
Woo. Hi.
Steve, you got 7 correct, which is a loss, 8-7.
Oh.
Let's go, Josh.
All right.
Woo-hoo!
Is it cinnamon?
No, but you really should have been listening to the cheat sheet because the three you got wrong were on the cheat sheet.
You're not going to get it.
Medical term for high blood pressure. Josh got this correct. Hypertension.
Yeah, there was no chance. You could have even given me hyper. I still would have had a hard time.
You still wouldn't have gotten it.
No.
The spice known as the queen of spices.
The queen of spices. And you cardamom. Say, I'm never going to get it.
He would not get it.
Cardamom.
That's really it?
Cardamom.
What the F is cardamom?
No idea.
Taryn says it so weirdly.
How do you say it?
Cardamom?
Cardamom?
Is that
cardamom?
Is that Cardi B's mother?
Yeah.
Cardi mom?
Cardamom. I hate
cardamom?
You. Danny, you cook. Is cardamom the queen of spices?
I don't know.
Are we saying it right?
I don't know.
Okay. Cardamom.
Danny, you cook. Yes. Yes, I do, but I don't know spice names.
You don't use cardamom?
Cardamom. And in mathematics, what is the name for a number that is not a prime number and has more than two factors?
Oh, Jesus.
Composite.
Yeah.
Cardamom.
Cardamom.
There we go.
I was saying it weird then.
Cardamom.
Cardamom.
Yeah. Cardamom.
Even listening you do it, the cheat sheet, when you say cardamom, Danny didn't say anything. I was like, that sounded kind of weird.
Thanks, Sarah.
Well, congrats on losing.
So what is cardamom, what is it? What kind of spice is it?
I don't have it. I don't know.
Cardamom.
Cardamom.
We're all so stupid. Do any of us
it's
cook?
It's a floral
really?
With hints of citrus.
It sounds gross.
It's peppery, piney.
And florally?
I guess.
It's
unique and distinctive flavor.
We all probably have it a lot. We just don't know. No, we're having it.
Live Night is back, and it's coming up December 13th at Showbox Soto. Everything
cardamom.
Performed live. The sound effects, the voice actors, the live barbershop quartet, the KISW new originals.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be awesome. And the tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Cardamom.
All the info at KISW.com. We all have certain things that we refuse to back down on when it comes to our opinion.
Yeah.
No matter how silly and stupid it might be.
Like you're a bad driver if you can't parallel park.
Yeah.
That's a hill I'm willing to die on.
Okay. 206-803-ROCK. What is the smallest hill that you are willing to die on? 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Metallica.
The Daily Mix Show.
BuzzFeed just put out a pretty fun article about the smallest hills people are willing to die on. So in other words, these are maybe silly debates, but you're not willing to give any ground on your opinion in these cases.
These are the kind of debates that I like to get involved with because really you're not hurting anybody. At the end of the day, we can still hang out and not be mad. Unless you get someone that's too drunk and they just get mad over the dumbest stuff. But I'm always a fan of a dumb argument.
Here's a highlight. Nickelback is a great band.
No. 1,000% agree. You shut up, Danny.
Danny has terrible taste in music.
They're great guys. I've met them before. They're super nice. They write freaking awesome songs. Yeah, they have a couple clunkers, don't get me wrong, but most bands do. But people just want to hate on them because they think it's cool.
It's not cool anymore. It's out of date to
do Danny.
That.
You know what the funny thing is? You can go to either side of this argument, and it's like Steve's willing to die on that hill. I'm also willing to still die on the hill. But no, because I think that they're getting more popular now for some dumb reason.
Because finally, the rest of us, the minority, are finally stepping up and saying, we're done with you people that are crapping all over Nickelback. I got one thing to say to you, Danny.
Oh, here we go.
You shut it off. You son of a bitch. You did.
Another one on the list. If you choose to sit outside while eating or drinking, you cannot complain when an insect ends up in your food or drink.
And they play Nickelback.
Yeah. 206-803-ROCK. What are the smallest hills you are willing to die on? Jason in Linwood.
Hey there.
Hey.
What's up, Jason?
The one I'm willing to die on is the direction the toilet paper goes on the roll.
Okay. Let's see if we all agree on
over the front.
Yes.
Yep.
No, under the bottom.
You go under the bottom?
I'm kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not like somebody that doesn't like Nickelback. No, of course I go over the top as well.
Yeah, otherwise you're a savage. Thanks, Jason, for confirming my small hill I'll die on. Matt in Snoqualmie, what is the small hill you are willing to die on?
It is soda, not pop.
And I feel like pop is very much a Washington thing. When you leave Washington, no, you don't hear pop. It's just here.
When I moved out here, I never heard anyone refer to it as pop. It was always soda, or a lot of times it was like, do you want a Coke? It didn't even matter if it was Pepsi or RC Cola. It was just a Coke. But I remember when I worked, shout out to Puget Power back in the day. Now it was what, Puget Sound Energy. And I was working in the mail room. It was like my first week there. And the lady I was working with, super nice lady. And she's just like, hey, would you like a pop? I'm like, what? She's like, would you like a pop? I thought she was saying pot. And I'm like, would I like a pot? I was like, man, Washington is awesome. Hell yeah, I'd love a pot. And she's like, okay, oh yeah, I did some in the machine. Which one do you want? I'm like, you have a variety of pot?
A pot vending machine?
And I was just like, this place is the, I am so, what took me so long to move to Washington that they have a pot machine?
I love that.
Realized rather quickly when she came back with the soda that it was not pot.
So you've never said pop in your life?
No, it was either, I've heard people say soda pop, but nobody ever shortened it to pop. It would be so shortened to soda.
Yeah, as a kid, I always said pop, and then I was corrected so many times, I now say soda.
I'm looking at this list, and I'm so glad that this is on there, because I 1,000% agree. Grease 2 will always be better than Grease.
Oh, that is so false.
I'm starting to hear a lot of people that are on my side.
It's just because you have a crush on Michelle Pfeiffer. That's the only reason.
Well, the story's better. The songs are better. They're singing it. All they're doing is they're just all horned up, wanting to have sex and reproduce.
Oh my God. You have bad taste in Grease movies, Steve.
Grease 2 is so much better than Grease 1.
Wow.
Have you watched it?
Yeah.
Back to back?
Yes.
Oh crap, I haven't.
The original is far superior.
No,
sorry.
It's not.
John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John, get out of here.
Adrian's mad. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh my God.
Go F yourself. Plus, they have that one, which is the dumbest scene ever. Do you remember the part where the guy's trying to convince the woman to have sex with her? Like, they're like, she's like, have sex with me. The Russians are attacking. They're in a bunker, and all of his buddies are outside the bunker making, like, alarm sounds and, like, war sounds. And he's singing a whole song about how she needs to have sex with him. Because that's the American thing to do.
So bad.
You literally probably wrote this on this list just so we could talk about it and you could play this music.
Maybe.
Because I don't really think anyone agrees with you.
I've had texts and tweets and conversations with other rockaholics that agree with
me. You're texting and tweeting yourself, okay?
Well.
Maybe.
Speaking of bad movies. The new Joker movie is flopping at the box office.
Oh, the new Joker movie?
The new Joker movie.
I heard it's terrible.
But I bet you would like it, Steve, because you have terrible taste in movies.
And they sing in it.
Most moviegoers are hating on this film. And of course, where do you go to share your thoughts? You go to social media. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Last week's box office champion was Joker, Foley Adu. But it saw a very sharp decline to third place with just around $7 million made in the box office, which makes it the worst one-week decline ever for a comic book movie and one of the biggest among any release in Hollywood history.
And I'm pretty sure even though it came in at number one last week, there wasn't like a lot of competition. I don't think it like, I think it was under $50 million it made in the box office. So it was already kind of a disappointment, I think, because people had high hopes. The big sequel to a movie that did really well, The Joker.
Absolutely. And the top movie was Terrifier 3, a low-budget horror sequel. And that one raked in $18.3 million in its opening weekend.
That has had like a cult following. I hear it's like so scary that people are leaving the theater because it's like one of those kind of films.
Yikes. So many online had to go straight to social media.
Well, because I think it's like a lot of people are upset because it's a musical. And we found a clip from the new Joker movie where he's tap dancing as Lady Gaga is singing. And maybe in context it makes sense, but it is kind of weird seeing the Joker just tap dancing. Although Tata might want to watch this movie now. She's taking tap classes.
I think Sarah likes it.
I mean, I like tapping in musicals, but this is like not the place or the time. I would never think the Joker would go this way.
It does feel out of place.
Yeah.
So just a little bit.
Many went online straight to the social media comment section to share their thoughts on the new Joker movie. So we're going to go straight to those comments.
Found a few of those posts. And instead of sending it to our production director, Jason, we've enlisted the help of the robots, also known as Batman.
Batman.
Because who better to read the comments than Batman?
Which Batman are we talking?
I'm getting the vibe that this might be Christian Bale Batman.
Okay, got it.
I could be wrong. Let's just say the robots still have a little work to do when it comes to their Batman impression.
Okay.
So are you ready for The Dark Knight? Reading the comments about the new Joker film.
Yeah.
All right, here's the first comment.
It was so bad I watched it on bootleg and ended up walking out of my house.
Oh my God. That bad, huh?
Oh, bad. That is bad.
People didn't go see it, huh? Maybe because it's a musical.
Yeah. I think you probably turned off a lot of people. I mean, I didn't see it just because I didn't see the original one, but... If it was like, even like, let's just say it was like, you know, Spider-Man, but it's Spider-Man with a lot of musical numbers, I don't know if I'd want to go and see it.
I mean, I bet there's data that shows that people that love comic-based movies and things of that nature are not big on musicals. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know that there's like a huge, like, if you put like one of those Venn diagrams together or something, I don't think there's a bunch of crossover there.
I don't even think we need to do the study. I don't even think we need to pay any scientists to figure that out. I think that the box office is proving your point. All right, here's our next comment, as read by Batman.
Hard to believe it was worse than the first one, because the first one was horrible.
Now, I heard the first one was really good.
And I've also not seen it. Danny, you said it was really good?
It was really good.
Yeah, that's kind of what I heard.
I heard it's also really depressing.
Well, yeah. It is very depressing.
Yeah, that's why I won't watch it.
That's fine.
That also, our friend Caesar, who listens to the show, he's been trying to get me to watch that movie now since the moment it came out. And now it's like, I have to go to the grave with this.
Oh, you know what I mean? This and Titanic.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I had to pick one or the other. I might go with Titanic just to troll Caesar that bad. All right, a couple more comments from Batman.
I have a well-thought-out theory on why the film isn't doing well. All Batman fans don't want to see a... musical.
I think you might be right.
Goes
right back to your theory. And one last comment from Batman.
I liked it, but I like movies.
Oh, burn.
I bet Batman likes Grease too.
Oh, I bet he does not.
Okay, fine.
Did Jerry Seinfeld just call all New York Mets fans ugly? We're going to tell you what's trending after Green Day.
The Daily Mix Show.
You get your day moving this morning, Rockaholics. You're probably curious as to what the heck is going on in the world of pop culture, and that can be a tough cookie. So we're going to help you out and tell you what's trending.
Trending on the Daily Mix Show.
Liam Payne, one of the best-selling bands of all time, he's from One Direction. He has died at the age of 31 after falling from his third-story hotel room in Argentina.
I'll be honest, I didn't know who he was until yesterday. I was never been a One Direction fan, so the name was unfamiliar to me. And then once I started putting the pieces together, like, oh my goodness, that's awful. And then who knows what the hell is going on with that?
They are investigating. They're not sure if this was accidental or intentional. There are a lot of circumstances that are going to play out, but TMZ is reporting that he had been acting erratically in the hotel prior to his death, and an ex-girlfriend named Maya Henry recently got a restraining order against Liam, saying that he was harassing her. They split up back in 2022 after she accused him of cheating. Obviously, we'll learn more as the days roll on.
And I saw some videos that people were posting, like some fans that were with him like hours before, and he just did not. He looked happy, but not like, you know, naturally happy. Like, he just seemed like he was in another place. But then all the conspiracy things are coming out where people are connecting it to Diddy as well. And I'm just like, oh, this is too much.
Yeah.
I can't keep up with what's going on over there.
I'm sure there's quite a bit of misinformation out there. We'll keep you posted when we know more.
Yesterday, tough go if you're a New York Mets fan because you're hoping that maybe they'd play a good game. But no, they got spanked yesterday, 8-0. But before the game, I always love when they do this. When they find like a celebrity who maybe has ties to the team or to the city, and they narrate like a cool video to get you amped up for it. And this one was like, It's the perfect Jerry Seinfeld intro for the New York Mets, because he's the guy who did it. He's a big New York Mets fan, so they had this airing before the National League Championship Series game. And during it, he kind of just makes fun of Mets fans, because that's just kind of what you do, because like they're like the stepbrother to the New York Yankees. And here's the clip.
Postseason baseball. If your team is in it, it's two different sports, really. A Dodger game is glamorous. Everyone looks so good.
Let's go, Mets! Let's go!
We love our Mets no matter what. The Mets are all we have. They know it, and we know it. And yes, we also know we're not that physically attractive. And now, game three of the National League Championship Series.
Feels like the first time.
I just love that.
And yes, we also know we're not that physically attractive.
That is about as Seinfeld as Seinfeld can get.
So I was thinking, though, I mean, this is a massive if, and it's a real big make-believe scenario. The Seattle Mariners are in the World Series.
Wow.
And they have to get a celebrity that's connected to the team to narrate the big montage thing.
Oh.
Who are we getting?
That's a good question. I vote Steve Miggs.
And then I would say this.
And yes, we also know we're not that physically attractive.
You don't want me to do it. I mean, is it like Bill Nye?
He crossed my mind.
Or like, I don't know, like Joel McHale. I don't even know if he's a Seattle Mariners fan.
Oh, yeah.
Like, who's an iconic Mariners fan? You know, Beast Mode.
Oh, that
I know he's not from Seattle, but he's a Seattle legend.
Yeah, we have
Marshawn Lynch.
Him. Oh yeah.
Oh, I'd be like, get ready, everybody.
Grabbing my ding ding.
It's the Seattle Mariners.
I was thinking, I don't know if he's a fan, but he's from here. Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, that would be a great one too,
yeah.
Sarah.
And he's got the voice. And they used him for the Kraken's Winter Classic, and that was awesome.
Yeah, he could talk about our beautiful big butts.
Cal Raleigh is Big Dumper.
See, this is our year.
Big Dumpers, and I cannot lie.
Next year, it's our year.
Well, we need to get to the World Series before Cal Raleigh's either gone or retired, because otherwise.
Wow.
We've never been to the World Series, so it's not that far off.
You're not wrong.
Rockaholics, there is one more shot today for you to beat Miggs. He's got a record of 288 wins, 88 losses, and 50 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We play Beat Miggs at 850.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.